We find ourselves at the moment, as we know, in a very, very difficult time for Klal Yisrael, a difficult time for the entire world. We are in mamish an unprecedented matzav. So everybody's waiting to hear some divrei chizuk, something what one could say. I wanted to start off with the words of the Mishnah in this week's Perek in Perkei Avos, in the third Perek. It's written in the Mishnah as follows. Rebbe Elozar ben Azariah, hi hoya oimer. Rebbe Elozar ben Azariah used to say as follows. A Mishnah we're all acquainted with. Kol shechachmusoi meruba mimasov. Anybody who his chachma is greater than his actions. His actions don't match his chachma. That means to say that he doesn't keep what he knows. What he knows is just academic. His chachmusa is more than his masov. Lemol hidoima, what is such a person compared to? Le'ilon sha'anofov merubim. He's compared to an ilon which has lots and lots of branches, lots and lots of branches. V'shiroshov mu'otim. And it's only got a few roots. V'horuach bo, when there's a wind blowing, so the wind comes, v'oikratoi, and it will straightway uproot this tree, because it's a big tree with lots of branches and lots of leaves, but it's only got a few shallow roots. So the slightest wind comes, it comes and blows it over, v'hoifachtoi alponov. Avokol shemasov merubim mechachmosei. Somebody who his masim, that means his yirshamayim, the way he conducts himself, the way he behaves, the way he davens, the way he learns, is merubim mechachmosei. It's even more than his chokhma. He does his hardest, he does his best. Lemo hidoime, what's such a person compared to? Le'ilon sha'anofov mu'otim. He's like a tree who only has a few branches, only a few leaves. V'sheroshov merubim, but it's got many, many deep roots. Sha'afilu kol haruchoy sheba'oilem bois v'noishvus boi. Even if all the winds in the world are going to come and blow, Ein mezizin oisoi memekoimoi. They're not going to move this tree from its place because it's firmly rooted into the ground. And that's a moedika lesson for all of us. At the moment, there are unfortunately very, very strong winds blowing outside. The winds like we've never heard, never seen before. People's lives have been interrupted. People's schedules have been cancelled. All the planes almost are grounded, the trains, transport. Everybody's life has been turned suddenly upside down. But what the Mishnah is telling us is somebody who he's got very deep, deep roots. Even all the winds in the world will come and blow. Eimezizim oisoi mimakoimoi. They will not blow him away from his place. And that's a lesson for all of us. Reb Chofetz Chaim used to say a moedika mushal as follows. The Medrash says that loibu perunis le'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael. When the Rebbeinu Shalom sends punishment to the world, it's only for Klal Yisrael. So somebody asked Chofetz Chaim, what did Chazal mean with this Medrash? So if there happens an earthquake somewhere in Honolulu, or there's a hurricane, or some disaster happens in some far-flung corner of the world, that's Bishvil Yisrael, that's because of Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael got to do with it? Why should they take any note of that? So said the Chofetz Chaim, Moshe as follows. Imagine somebody speaking to a large, large audience. Tens of thousands of people have assembled in a massive public square, and somebody's speaking there. Well, he's speaking to tens of thousands of people, and there's, let's say, five Yidden there. So who is this person speaking to? Well, the Yidden could all come along and say, he's not speaking to me. He's speaking to all the tens of thousands of people there. I just happen to be here, but he's not speaking to me at all. But what happens if that speaker, in the middle of his speech, suddenly adds in a few words, a few lines of Yiddish, of Lashon HaKodesh? So obviously, He's speaking to those Yidden because nobody else understands Yiddish. Nobody else understands Loshon HaKodesh. So who's he speaking to? He's speaking to those Yidden. There might be tens of thousands of Yidden there, but those few lines, he's speaking to the Yidden. Said the Chofetz Chaim, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brings Perunas, brings a calamity to the world, most of the world, the Goyim, they don't realize the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is even speaking to them. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sending them a message. They carry on in their same ways. It's the Yidden who they understand the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sending us some type of message. So if so, anything which happens in the world, it's Ein Perunas Bula Olam Ela B'Shul Yisrael, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is speaking to us in our language and nobody else understands. So we've got to come along and we've got to take lesson from this. With this, what we understand, what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lule Toroscho Sha'ashuoi Ozo Vadati Ba'oni. If not for the fact that the Torah is our delight, is our chizik, I would have been lost due to the difficult circumstances. There are many goyim at the moment throughout the world, they're just sitting at home, they're totally depressed and they feel totally lost. Imagine somebody who his whole delight in life is to watch some sporting events, football or basketball or whatever it should be, and all the games have been cancelled and there's nothing happened. This type of person, he's going absolutely berserk. He's got nothing to live for. Imagine the other type of goy. His whole delight in life is to spend every night drinking beer in the pub. So all the pubs and restaurants are all closed again. His whole life has come crashing down. He's nothing to live for. Oba Yidin no lule toroscho shashuoi. If not for the fact of the Torah, it's the Torah what keeps us going. So this is what we have to know, that even in times like this, we carry on and we don't despair and we don't give up. I was many years ago, I used to travel often with groups of Bochrim to Eastern Europe. And sometimes I spent Shabbos in Pinsk, that's in Belarusia. Now, Belarusia is very, very primitive. It's still a communist country. And sometimes I remember there would be a power strike. I remember one Friday night. Friday night we down there in Pinsk. There's a little shul there in Pinsk. The shul of Reb Aaron Kalina still exists. And a few local old people would come to the Friday night minyan and they would stay after us for the Suda. Of three or four old men and three or four old ladies. There were all of them in their 80s, in their 90s, Holocaust survivors. And they would walk to come to the davening. They would stand there by davening. I remember these old ladies would come in. They would put a tichel on their head. And then they would bench lech their Friday night over the candles. And then they would daven there, open the siddur, and say along what they remembered from when they were small. And then afterwards we all ate the suda together. It was very moving and very uplifting. And I remember one particular year, whilst we were in the middle of saying Shalom Aleichem, just before the making Kiddush, suddenly there was a power strike. Now, what does it mean, a power strike? It means every single light went off in the building, in the road outside. The entire city was plunged into darkness for about an hour. It was pitch black, and the only lights that we had to make us be able to see was from the Neiros Shabbos, which these few old Holocaust survivors had lit, these three, four old ladies had lit. And those were the lights that we sat by the light of those Neiros Shabbos, and we ate the Suda Shabbos. And I remember then thinking, this is what Chazal were meramas when they said, Ma'at min ha'oya is doicha harba min achoshech. That even a little bit of oya is doicha harba, a great harba min achoshech, a great darkness. It was pitch black. If you went outside, you put your hand in front of your eyes, you couldn't see in front of your eyes. You couldn't see your hand. It was pitch black. But inside the shul there, we were able to see because we had the Neiros Shabbos, which these few old ladies had lit. This was Ma'at min ha'oya, doicha harba min ha'choshech. At the moment again, we are in a matzav of choshech. We are in a matzav of choshech. People are confused. People don't understand what's going on. In fact, the Rishna said that the Rasul Rishna said a moedika thing. He said, just like by in Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Eden went out by Makas Bechoyrus. So the Makkah before Makas Bechoyrus was Makas Choyshech. Said the Rishna, similarly, before Mashiach will come, once again the world will have a Makas Choyshech. Doesn't mean literally it will be pitch black. Rather, it means a bechina. The pasuk says, "Hachoshech yechasa es haoretz." The world will be covered in darkness. Darkness means in confusion. People don't understand what's going on. People feel lost. There'll be a makas choshech on the world. And what's the eitzah? The eitzah is ma'at min ha'oya, a little bit of oya, kineh mitzvah v'toira oya, a little bit of mitzvahs and toira, that is doicha harbe min ha'choshech. That's what will save the Yidden from the choshech. And just like in by Mitzrayim, l'chol b'nei yisul hoya, oya b'moy shvoysom, the Yidden, they had light. For the Mitzrayim was pitch black, they couldn't see. They couldn't see each other. But the Yidden Moisa Oyra Vesimcha Visosam Vikar, the Chol B'nei Yisrael Hoya Oyba Moishvoisam. Again, now is a bechin of Choshech, Loirui Ishes Uchev. One can't see anybody else. This, where everybody's in quarantine, one's not allowed to come together. But the Yidden, the Chol B'nei Yisrael Hoya Oyba Moishvoisam. We have the Oya Toira, the Mitzvahs, which is doicha harbe min ha'choshech, and that's how we see now. We're all together, come together. We can't see each other, but we're all together on the phone, linking up together to hear divrei Torah. This is the oya Torah, dispels the choshech. The Gemara tells us an interesting story. In the time of Reb Chiya was one of the very last Tanuim. In the time of Reb Chiya, he saw that Torah was being forgotten. One learned Torah, but the Torah was being forgotten. Says Reb Chiya, I've got to try and see, to come along and make the Torah should no longer be forgotten. What did Reb Chiya do? Says the Gemara, he went and he planted some flax. And from this flax, when it grew, he went and he made a net. And with this net, he went and he caught some animals. And with the animals, he went and he shechted the animals, and he fed deer, he fed the meat to his Talmidim. And from the skin, he went and he made a cloth for Sefer Torah. And he wrote a Sefer Torah, and he taught these Talmidim Torah. And says the Gemara about Reb Chiya, Kama gedoyle masa Reb Chiya, how great were the actions of Reb Chiya. Shilmolehu, if not for him, nishtakach Torah mi Yisroel. The Torah would have become forgotten from Klal Yisroel. Now the Sefer Malas HaTorah, this was from Reb Avrom, the brother of the Vilna Gaon, asks a very obvious question. This story about Reb Chiya is difficult to understand. Surely, if Reb Chiya wanted to teach Talmidim Torah, so he should have gathered them together and taught them Torah. Why did he have to go to such great lengths? He planted flax to be able to make nets, and from those nets he went and he caught deer, and then he shechted the deer, and he fed the meat to the Talmidim, and he took the skins, and he made the cloth, and he wrote a Sefer Torah. What was he doing? Said the Sefer Malas HaTorah as follows. Reb Chiya saw that during his time there was no shortage of Limud HaTorah. People were learning Torah, but the Torah was being forgotten. It went in one ear and it went out the other ear. People were not able to retain the knowledge that they had learnt. So Reb Chiya saw there was something, a problem. There was a problem. It's not going to help teaching more Torah because they're going to forget it as well. It'll just go out one ear and in the out in one ear and out the other. So it's not going to help teach more Torah. Chiya saw we have to start from scratch. We have to start from the very, very beginning. So he went and he planted flax. He's starting from scratch. We're building a new generation. We're starting from scratch. He planted flax and he grew that. And then he went along and he caught a deer and he shechted it and he gave the Talmidim to eat and he made a cloth from the skin and he wrote Sefer Torah. Start from scratch. a new beginning. And through that, through doing everything with the right kavona and doing it lishma, he was able to bring about that now when they learned Torah, it was a new way of learning with new kavona, and they didn't forget what they were learning. I thought to myself that who knows, perhaps this is what's happening now as well. We know we live in such a busy world, people coming and going, people have no time for anything. You want to speak to anybody about anything, it's got no time. Everybody's in a hurry, rushing here, rushing there. And suddenly, we've all received a message that the world is being put onto reset. There's no rushing. Things are not so important anymore. You stay at home. And suddenly, things which people had forgotten about, people are waking up and realizing the joys of life are not always to be found on the other side of the world. The famous word, which many tzaddikim said, a remez, but Moshe Rabbeinu, when he stood by the burning bush, by the snare, the Rabbeinu Shloilem said to him, Ha'oretz asha ato oimed oleho admas koidish hi. The place, the ground where you are standing is admas koidish. In English is a saying, the grass is greener on the other side. Many people often like to say, where I am, where I live, there's nothing here. The grass is green on the other side. If I'll go to this town, to this place, go to this, whatever it should be, I'll be matzliach there. But here, no good. Says the Pusik, Ha'oretz ashata oimedole. The very place where you are standing is admas koidish. You don't have to run away. You can be where you are and you'll find it's admas koidish. The Rebbeinu Shlom is sending us all a message. You can't travel anywhere. Stay at home. And you'll find inside your home, you'll see that your home is an admas koidish. There's a famous story about a shul. I've been many times to this shul. A shul in the town of Krakow, of Kruka. The shul is called Reb Azik Reb Yekels. It's a very large shul. Reb Azik Reb Yekels means Reb Yitzchok, the son of Reb Yaakov. That's how it was known in Poland. And this shul was built some 300 or perhaps 400 years ago by a Yid called Reb Azik Reb Yekels, Reb Yitzchok, the son of Reb Yaakov. How did this shul come about? This Yid, Reb Azik Reb Yekels, he had one day a dream. And the dream kept on recurring night after night. And in the dream, he was told that under the main bridge in the city of Prague is a large treasure. So he had this reoccurring dream night after night. He thought, obviously, it can't be just an empty dream coming night after night. So he picked himself up and he traveled the long way, the whole way to Prague. And when he came to Prague, he had his spade with him, his bucket and his spade, and he starts digging under the main bridge. Now, in the olden times, bridges were considered very important military installations that had to be protected. And after 2 minutes, a guard suddenly sees that this Yid is digging under the bridge. He got suspicious. What's this Yid getting up to? He comes running along and he says, well, what are you doing here? So he said, I had a dream that there's a treasure buried under this bridge and I'm digging to find the treasure. The guard hears the words of this Yid. And he starts laughing and says, you foolish fellow that you are, because of a dream, you come digging. You should know, I've had a dream as well for the last few nights, that in the city of Krakow, there is a Jew there called Reb Azik Reb Yekels. And in his back garden is buried a large treasure. Do you think I'm going to schlep myself the whole way to Kruka to find who this Yid is, if there is Bechlal such a Yid, and to start digging his garden? I'm ignoring it. Said the Yid back to the guard, did you really have such a dream? Yes, he says, I've had for the last few nights this dream. The Yid said to him, thank you very much. He turned around and he went back home and he started digging in his back garden. And lo and behold, he found a large treasure there in his house. And many Gedoilim would say over this story, the Sfasemus would say over this story, and other Gedoilim as well, and they would say there's a very, very important lesson in this story. The lesson in this story is that ha'oretz ashata oimed aleh admas kodesh. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to go far away to find the treasure. The treasure's buried in each and every one of us, inside our own back garden, and we just have to look for it. This is a message now that we can take to heart in these times, that we are taka in social quarantine, and we're all sitting at home, and we can't go out, and we can't go visiting, and we can't travel anywhere, and we have to stay at home. A person should realize what many big, great opportunities he has at home. Till now you never realized all the many things that you can gain and be from your family and being together, learning from each other. And this is a moedika's man for us to concentrate and to realize the brucha that we have, that we can gain from all of this. In last week's parsha, in Parsha's Tazria, we know it was written all about the halachas of a metzora, somebody who gets saras. And the pasuk tells us something very interesting. If a person finds saras on his house, he has to go to the kohen, and he says to the kohen, "Kenega nira li babois." It looks to me that there is a nega, there is a plague, saras, on my house. And Rashi says, in the name of Chazal, why does he say, Kernega, it looks like, says Chazal, that even if he's a big Talmud Chochem, and he knows 100% it's Saras, he's not allowed to say it is a Nega. All he's allowed to say is, Kernega, it looks to me like a Nega, but he can't say, I know it's a Nega. So ask the Tosis Yontif, I don't understand. If he's a big Talmud Chochem, and he knows 100%, he's learnt all the halachas of tzaras, of negoim. He knows 100% this is tzaras. So why can't he say, I know it is tzaras? Why does he have to, I think it is, it looks like tzaras, kenega nirli baboyes? Says the Tosis Yontif, quoting the Mizrochi, one of the Rishonim, from here we learn out, lamad l'shoin choloima eini yoideya. A person should always be accustomed to say, Eini yodeya. I don't know. So therefore, even if you do know, it's derech hanover to say, I don't know. Lamad l'shoincha loyma eini yodeya. It occurred to me a machshova, a thought as follows. Why dafke here by tzaras, by the plague of Nagoim, that's the place where the Torah instructs us, lamad l'shoincha loyma eini yodeya. A person should get used to saying, Eini yodeya, I don't know. Why don't we get told this lesson perhaps by Hilchos Shabbos or by some other part of the Torah? Why dafke by tzaras? Here the Torah wants us to learn this lesson, lamad l'shoincha loyma eini yodeya. So I thought to myself, in the current events, what's going on, occurred to me last week, perhaps the kavona is as follows. We know when it comes to a physical illness, let's say, a person goes out in the middle of winter and he's not warmly dressed. He goes out without a coat. Well, Chazal have already warned us, Hakol b'dei shamayim, chitz mitzinim epachim. You go out without a coat in the middle of winter, don't be surprised if you're going to come down with the flu. So we know a person went out in the middle of winter without a coat. We know there's a cause and effect, so he caught the flu. And what does he have to do to get better? Yes, stay at home, have some tea and honey with lemon, take it easy a bit, and so on, wrap up warmly. So that's the Derech HaTeva Dika response, how we know. But when it comes to tzaras, we are all aware it's impossible, b'derech HaTeva, for a house to become ill. Houses do not become ill. So when a house gets tzaras, this is an illness which is Lamala miderech hateva. And when we're dealing with an incident which is lamala miderech hateva, Chazal come along and they instruct us and they say, lamad l'shoin choloima eini yodeya. When we're handling with events which are lamala miderech hateva, then you can't come along and say, I understand, I've studied this, I know how this works, I'm qualified to offer my opinion. This is lamala miderech hateva. So it's a message from Hashem. Hashem is sending us a message. And therefore, lamad l'shoin choloima eini yodeya. This doesn't work according to the normal rules of nature. This plague of Corona which we are now unfortunately experiencing, is also Lemala Miderech HaTeva. Who would just have ever believed a few months ago that the entire world is going to grind to a halt, that all the countries are going to be on lockdown, there's going to be no schools and no shuls and no yeshivas, no planes flying, shops are closed, everything has come to a halt. Who would have ever have believed that nowadays such a possibility could ever happen? Nobody. So this is something which is lemala miderech hateva. And we know people already talking about, when do you think it's going to come to an end? How is it going to come to an end? What's going to be when we are being sent a message which is lemala miderech hateva? That's the time when we have to understand lemad l'shoyin choloyma eini yodeya. We are in the hands of Hashem, and just like Hashem made it come, Hashem will decide when it's time for it to go. And we have to realize that we're being sent a message from Hashem, that we, the whole world, have got to realize it's not koichi v'oitzim yudi, we're not in charge. It's Rabbein Shalom who is he's in charge, and we are all a bechina of a she'eino yodea lishol. We don't know what's going on. We have no opinion to say. And this is the message Rabbein Shalom is sending us, that we should concentrate on our Torah and mitzvahs. And then again, we'll be like Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah said, Lemo hidoima, we'll be compared to the ilon, to the tree, who's got deep, deep roots. Shafila kol arucha sheba'olam bo'ayis v'noiches bo'ay. All the winds can blow in the world. Ein mezizim oisim imekoimoy. Because we have the ma'atmen ha'oya, we have the ne'em mitzvah Torah o'ah, which will light up and is our guiding light, and is doicha harbim na'choshech. I wish you all a good Shabbos, and a mitzvah Hashem. We should only hear besiris toivus, and there should be yeshias, refias, luni lechol yisrul, omein, kol tiv, be well.